Steamboat Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, let's join a daring party on a dangerous trail in the deepest wilds of old Mexico as they proceed amid the strange noises of the jungle.
Senor, you tried to kill me.
Oh, no, Walt, I wouldn't try to kill you. But look, there beside you.
Madre de Dios, a snake, a rattler. Amigo mio, you saved my life.
Oh, it's all in the day's work, Juan. Now, come on. Let's keep going. We got to locate another patch of those jumping beans before nightfall.
Danger and adventure lie on every side in the land of the Mexican jumping beans. Long, hard miles through the reptile-infested jungle go the daring native Indians who gather these strange curiosities of nature. The beans that move by themselves as if they were alive. But now, attention, Flight Patrol members. Have you called at your Skelly service station with mother or dad to get the free bag of genuine Mexican jumping beans that your Skelly man is holding there for you? He also has a free jumping bean game for you. It's called Ringo Jumpo, and it's one of the most unusual games in all the world. Say, can't you just imagine the fun you'll have showing these jumping beans to all your friends? Now, to make them perform, you just let them lie still in a warm place, over a radiator or under a lamp bulb. And then watch their side-splitting antics. Boy, oh boy, it's more fun than a circus. And wait till you play that Ringo Jumpo game. The one with the jumpingest bean wins. Why, every kid in your school will be playing it. And remember, this is all you do to get your free bag of jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumpo game. Just stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. He'll give you your jumping beans and Ringo Jumpo game right then and there. It doesn't cost you a single penny. Not even a package seal or a box stop. No, sir. You just show your Flight Patrol membership card, and those genuine Mexican jumping beans and the Ringo Jumpo game are both yours for keeps. Get them tonight, why don't you? And now to Captain Midnight. After a brave attempt to guard the secret of her father's treasure, Dolores Pareda has again fallen into the hands of Ivan Sharp. The latter has in his possession a chart which he believes will show the location of the Pareda fortune. In the meantime, Chuck Ramsey has been saved from death at the brink of the waterfall. It is now early evening of the same day, and as our scene opens, we find Captain Midnight, Chuck, and Patsy Donovan sitting on a log in front of the cave which shelters Patsy and her mother. Nearby, a campfire crackles cheerfully. Listen as Patsy exclaims.
Gee, Red, what a dinner we're going to have tonight. You just won't believe your eyes.
I'll say you won't, Red. Gosh, you'll think you're having Thanksgiving dinner in Black Gulch.
Just a minute. What's that I smell? I can hardly believe that. Oh, no one could mistake that. It's roast turkey.
Roast turkey is right. And you ought to see the dressing that goes with it.
I guess this living out in the wild isn't so bad after all, huh? What do you two say?
Oh, boy, there's nothing like it. I never felt so good in my life.
No, I feel swell, too. Only a little, well, sort of extra tired tonight.
Well, I should think you would be after what you went through today. Nearly getting swept over the brink of a waterfall.
Yes, that was an ordeal, Chuck. And in that connection, there's one thing I wanted to ask you about, Patsy.
Oh, sure, Ed. What's that?
When I ran into you with Pinky and Slim, you seemed a little bit reluctant to tell me what had happened.
I know, Red. I guess I was. I sort of felt we had gotten ourselves into that mess and that it was up to us to get ourselves out.
I'm glad you said that. You've been honest with me, Patsy. But I want you to realize it could have had a very serious, in fact, tragic aftermath.
I sure do, Red.
And so do I, Red. I'll never forget it.
Well, I told you I wanted to find another means of escape from this place. And from what I saw, I think you found it.
Honest, Red, do you?
Yes. I think we can find some means of crossing to the other side of that underground stream. And where the stream comes out just at the waterfall, I believe a descent down the mountainside is possible.
Gosh, Red, maybe you're right. But you want to know, Chuck, where you were out on that island, you could see almost straight down over the falls.
Yes, Chuck, what about that?
I think you're right, Red. I didn't notice as well as I should have. I guess I was too excited.
Yes.
But I believe that to the left of the waterfall, there's a more gradual descent.
Oh, gee, Chuck, I forgot to ask you. Could you see the old Aztec temple that Pebbles told us about?
No, I couldn't, Patsy, because of the mist from the waterfall.
Now, listen. Here's what we're going to do. The first opportunity we have, Chuck, we'll take off and fly over the mountain to the other side and see if we can make a descent on foot.
And the next thing we've got to do is to find out whether that underground river can be crossed.
That's right. If the river can be crossed and we can make the descent, then we have an emergency means of escape.
Well, gosh, I'd better go over and start helping Ma. Senor Pareda, Pebbles, Pinky, and Slim, and everybody else except the guards on duty are coming to the dinner. There'll be a lot to do. When everything's ready, why, I'll call you.
Okay, Patsy.
You can call on me to eat my share.
And mine, too.
Well, Chuck, I'm glad you found where that cave leads to. We may have to use that way out almost any time.
I know it, Red. And another thing. It doesn't look as if Major Steele and Bud Conley made it to the border.
No, it doesn't. If they had, they would have been back by this time.
So that leaves us to fight our battles without any help. Well, there's just one thing I wish we knew. And that is, what Ivan Shark's next move will be.
Yes, I wish I knew that, too. Oh, I don't like this sitting around here and waiting.
Well, what about the mountain trail in the Bronx? Have the men on guard seen any more of Shark's scouts?
Oh, yes, they've seen several. There isn't any question about it. This place is completely surrounded.
I wonder if Shark knows about the cave and that waterfall.
No, I don't think so. Or you would have seen some of his men on that side.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, look. Here comes Senor Pareda.
Oh.
Ah, mi amigo. I am glad to see you.
We're glad to see you, Senor Pareda.
You bet we are, Senor.
And you, Chuck, you are most fortunate. Pablo, he tells me all about.
Yes, Senor Pareda. I was very lucky.
But what about this waterfall, Senor Pareda? Did you know about this?
Si, Senor. I know about the waterfall, but I did not know that this underground river comes out there.
And you never went back into this cave.
Oh, no, no. This cave, it is very bad. But there is the trail on the left side of the fall.
Well, listen, Red. You hear that?
Oh, that's splendid news, Senor. Now, if we can find a way to cross the underground river, we will have a means of escape.
Si, Senor. But that will be very difficult.
Perhaps. But we'll find out.
Senor Pareda, what about this old Aztec temple at the foot of the falls? Did you know about that?
Si, mi amigo. I have reason to know about that very, very well.
You say that in a rather strange tone, Senor. What do you mean?
Mi amigos, I have the secret to tell you. It is very important. You already know that I have a very valuable treasure. The fortune of the Pareda family.
Yes, Senor, you did say something about that.
This Ivan Shark, he tries to find out where my treasure is, but I do not tell him.
Does your daughter-in-law know?
No, Senor. But in the secret underground chamber beneath my hacienda, I leave her a chart, a map. She will understand what it means, but anyone else, no. They cannot find out.
Gosh, Senor, what about Ivan Shark? Couldn't he find out?
No, mi amigo. In the first place, he will not find the paper. And in the second place, he will not understand it.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Senor. Ivan Shark is very, very clever.
But gosh, Senor, where is the treasure?
Never mind that, Chuck. The location of the treasure is Senor Pareda's own affair.
But, mi capitan, I wish to tell you. That is why I come to talk to
you. Don't tell us, Senor, unless you feel it absolutely necessary.
But if you are to help me, Senor, you must know. And there's something else. I did not know about the cave leading to the falls. If we must escape from this place, then where my treasure is will be a safe refuge for all of us.
Jiminy crickets. Well, what in the world?
This Aztec temple, it has the bad reputation. These natives here, they will not go near it. So that is where I hide my treasure.
Oh, a great deal of method in that madness, Senor.
It is the safest place I can think of.
But your idea, Senor, is for all of us to take refuge in the temple.
If necessary, that is what you must do.
Well, Chuck, this is good news indeed. It may be a good place to set up our headquarters until we finish with Shark.
There is one thing more, Senor.
Yes?
Since you tell me about Dolores, I am very glad. But also, I am very sad.
Gosh, Senor, what do you mean?
I'm glad to know my Dolores is alive. But I am sad to know she's in the hands of this Ivan Shark.
I don't like that either, Senor. And we'll change it pronto.
Mi capitan, I have the plan. In the ground, underneath my hacienda, there are the rooms and a passageway.
Jiminy crickets, what do you know about that?
This is built by my ancestor. He make it for the refuge when the trouble comes.
Oh, this is very interesting, Senor. There is, I take it, an entrance and an exit?
Si, mi capitan. In the wall of the library, which this Ivan Shark takes for an office,
yes?
There is the secret door. There are only two people who know about this door. My daughter and myself.
Well, where is the exit, Senor? There must be some underground means of escape.
Si, Senor, but there is a trouble. Near this exit, which leads out into the barranca behind the hacienda, there's this stone wall.
Yes?
And this stone wall break down.
And what's the exit?
Si, mi amigo. But I think we can find some way to get in.
Just a minute. Is there any place to land a plane near this exit?
Si, senor. There is the narrow pasture along the edge of the barranca.
Yes?
We can make the landing, and the airplane will be right next to the exit.
Good, good. Now listen, Chuck. This is an opportunity to strike right now. Later on tonight, we'll take off. You and Senor Pareda will be in the rear seat. I'll make a dead stick landing. No noise except the whistling of the wires. We'll try to get into that underground passage, and we may be able to rescue Dolores and capture Shark at the same time. Later that night, Captain Midnight, with Chuck and Senor Pareda in the plane with him, took off to make a daring landing near the Pareda Hacienda. Their plan is to get into the underground passageway. We now find them in the plane with the motor cut ready to land.
Can you see, Red? We're almost on the ground.
Yes, yes, I can see, Chuck. All I know, watch it, you two, or we're about to hit.
Ah, mi capitan, that is the magnificent landing. The wheels, they touch the ground so lightly.
Oh, it was a peach, Red. I don't think anybody will hear that unless they're very close.
What about it, Senor Pareda? What's ahead?
There are the trees ahead, mi capitan.
Oh, gosh, Red, we'll have to use our brakes.
No, no, I won't unless I have to. But it's so dark, I can't see very well.
Oh, if we could only use our landing lights.
No, mi amigo, that we cannot do.
Hey, Red, look out.
Yes, I see them, Chuck. Hold it now, I've got to use the brakes.
Well done, mi capitan, well done.
All right, now, quick, everybody, jump out. All right, now, quick now. Grab the tail and we'll turn the ship around to be ready for a quick takeoff. Come
here
on.
You are, Senor Pareda.
Get
up on the edge of the fuselage.
All right, now, around with it. Come on. Easy. There, that's good. Now, let the tail down. Easy.
Excellent, mi amigos. The Hacienda Wall is to our right, but we turn to our left and go down into the barranca. Follow me.
All right, come on, Chuck.
We must go quietly and talk in the low voice.
Okay, Senor.
Here is the edge. Down we go.
How much farther, Senor?
Not very much.
Oh, gosh, it's black down here. I do not need to see. I know this place by heart.
Here, under these bushes. The door is directly in front of us.
What's the matter, Senor?
Something is wrong. The door, it is open.
Well, what does this mean? We know that the passageway to the exit has been blocked by a cave-in. Who, then, has opened the door? Strange and mysterious events are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, I just feel it's my duty to give you fellows and girls a friendly warning. Now, I know none of you wide-awake Flight Patrol members wants to miss out on the fun of having some real live Mexican jumping beans and a fascinating Ringo Jumpo game. Well, that's why I want you to know this. Mexican jumping beans are pretty hard to get, and our supply is limited. We hope there's going to be enough so every member can get his free bag of these amusing curiosities and that Ringo Jumpo game that everybody's so crazy about. But there's only one way to be absolutely sure of getting some, and that's to get yours now. So don't forget, the very next time you get a chance to stop by a Skelly service station with Mother or Dad, be sure you have your Flight Patrol membership card with you so you can show it to your Skelly man and get your free bag of jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumpo game right away. Say, why not get them tonight? Now, don't forget, tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers. Does someone else know of the entrance to the secret passageway beneath the Pareda Hacienda? Has Ivan Shark found it? And what about the Pareda treasure? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!